have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Phoenix Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've never.
Never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
The Bristol Beats Club, 9 till 10, every single Wednesday, coming straight to your ears. And as usual, we aim to neither offend nor entertain anyone.
That was the Libertines, up the brackets of players in. Thanks very much for joining us. My name is Chris Bilko.
And my name is Damien Ruck. Chris, what have we got coming up on today's show?
I'm sure that's exactly what the listeners are asking themselves in their head. Well, today we're going to be talking about, you know, getting older. That's going to be the
getting
theme
older.
Of the show. Because both of us are kind of ageing, you know.
Loads of anecdotes. Lots of first-hand experience of getting older.
There's no shortage about getting older. We've also got your game of Desert Island Dicks, which we didn't quite get round to last week. That's been rolled over.
We didn't, because of the fire alarm.
But of course.
We're gonna get round to that today.
All the regular listeners will know the fire alarm went off last week. So had to evacuate the show for sort of half an hour last week. But fingers crossed, I think we're okay this week. Desert Island Dicks is on the agenda. And of course, Damien.
How to confuse a complexity scientist.
All that to look forward to today.
Yeah, but more importantly than even the features, though, is that the music we play on this show, you can expect indie-tronica, and some classic indie.
Bit of electro thrown in there for good measure, and to demonstrate that, well, the kind of mixture of all of those genres put together, this is one of our favourite tracks at the moment. This is Coast's Rush of Blood.
Are you searching for someone else?
And that was Coast, a Rush of Blood on the Bristol Beats Club.
Here 9 till 10 every Wednesday, and today we're talking about getting older.
Getting older, indeed. As a matter of fact, we've got a story that happened to us recently, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, this is essentially the reason behind why we thought we'd talk about getting older. But since then, it's just, if you actually think about getting older, you'll notice how much older you've got almost instantly, because since this particular moment, there's been 5 or 6 occurrences when I thought, God, I'm old. And I'm 26. You're what are you?
48.
Yeah, you're looking sort of pushing 60.
I'm looking about 60, but honestly, I'm the same age as you, Chris. Believe it or not.
You're 26.
I'm also 26. Yeah.
We get some funny looks from the students here at Burst Radio.
We do, yeah. I mean, they didn't want to let us in. It's like, who are these people?
Are they here to molest some children, or were they?
they're like the robbers from Home Alone.
But the reason I initially noticed that we'd get older, I've noticed, as I say, on many occasions. To demonstrate that point, though, we went to see a good friend of ours from way back when we were at university down in Southampton recently.
Fellow oldie. Also 26.
Yeah, he's got a beard, though, so he's... I don't know what's going on. Is he trying to sort of mask the wrinkly face? Is that what's happening?
I think so, yeah. He's got a full facial beard.
And as we were down visiting him, he's over in Essex, so we went over to Essex to see him. We thought, you know what, let's go and get some drinks, let's go mental, it's a Saturday night.
Yeah, so we thought, remember back in our uni days, you know, we used to go into a supermarket, we'd just go, oh, you know, we'll get the most alcohol we possibly can for as little cost.
And we had in our hands a 12-pack of, well, I don't know if you can really do brands, but I guess the beer commonly associated with domestic violence is probably...
From Belgium.
...saying enough, yeah. So we had a 12-pack, yeah. Like I say, we were up for a big night. We had 4 cans
each. Domestic violence.
Exactly, exactly. And we noticed that a 12-pack wasn't necessarily the best value.
Indeed, yeah. Well, I think I can't remember who the first to break was, but I remember somebody, I think it might have been you actually, Chris, turned around and said... Actually, I don't. You guys get the Stella. I'm going to buy these 3 for 5 real ales instead.
And then you followed suit.
Yeah, and I said, what a marvellous idea. Joe, you get the Stella. I'm going to get the £3 for £5 real ale with my friend Chris here.
Before Joe just went, yeah, I'm also going for this. And then we went back and had a few hours and watched Match of the Day and went to sleep. It was a lovely evening and I recommend it to anyone.
Yeah, and if any of you guys are out there and have a story that can top that, then please get in contact with us on Twitter.
Twitter's the way. We're at Bristol Beats. You can email us info at bristolbeatsclub.com. Probably some way to contact us via the Burst website. We don't know.
We don't know. It's not our remit. Well, coming up in a bit, we're going to play How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist, right, Chris?
Yeah, let's just leave that there. We're going to play How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist. If you don't know what that is, well, you better stick around.
Indeed. But for now, this is Bones.
Bristol Beats Club, the only BBC anybody cares about. No TV licence required. Bristol Beats.
That was Dry the River, Hidden Hand, on the Bristol Beats Club. And it's 9:20, and that can only mean one thing. It is time for How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist.
I am confused. We are confused. What? Complexity.
Well, that jingle means it's time for How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist.
And if there's any new listeners, we better give a quick explanation. I say a quick explanation.
It's never quick, is it?
It's very difficult to explain this one.
Rather convoluted.
Long and short of it is Dame's a complexity scientist. He understands most things.
That's what I do for money.
And in this feature, I try to confuse him because I think it's only right that you see the world the way other people do every so often.
Just a baffling cacophony of noise and lights.
And that's how as laymen see the place, Dame. So this is how it's going to go down, how it usually goes down. I'm going to ask you a question, and you need to answer that question. Do you think you can do it?
Oh, that sounds like a doddle, Chris.
But of course, I'm going to ask you two questions in a row, and you're going to have to answer the first question I asked you. I'm then going to ask you a third question, you're going to have to answer the second question.
I'll tell you what, Chris, if you selected these questions correctly, this could be quite funny.
And believe you me, Dame, this is going to be funny. So this, ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Beats Clubbies, is How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist. Dame, your first question, okay, don't answer. In boxing, to strike an opponent below the navel is commonly referred to as hitting them where? Don't answer. Your second question, in the animal kingdom, where might a bat commonly reside?
Below the belt.
Your third question, should UKIP win the general election, where would society demand Nigel Farage reside?
A cave.
In World War II, the first atomic bomb was dropped on which Japanese city?
Downing Street.
What was created by Geppetto the woodcarver?
Hiroshima.
David Cameron affectionately refers to Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg as what?
Pinocchio.
Tam's an absolutely fantastic performance. Results coming next. This is Celestica by Crystal Castles. By Crystal Castles. And Dame, what a performance on How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist.
Thank you very much, Chris. It did require all of my concentration. I forgot I was on the radio for a second.
But five questions right, no passes, all consecutively correct answers. Well done.
You have failed to confuse a complexity scientist today.
Much better than last week when I think you got to what, question two, and just completely
just buckled, yeah.
Dropped the ball all over the place.
Exactly.
But you can look forward to more How to Confuse a Complexity Scientist in coming weeks. Today we're talking about growing older.
We are indeed. And we've actually got a message from James Lambert, who's got quite a good story about getting older. He noticed recently that he was getting quite old when he went on the internet and found himself reviewing a shed. he'd bought a shed and had nothing better to do with his evening than review the shed online.
Probably whilst drinking some sort of fine wine.
Or real ale.
I'm wishing you had a bit more hair. I spent my day off recently looking at sofa cushions in TK Maxx for the apartment that I've recently moved into with my my now lifelong partner. Lifelong partner, yeah. If you've got any sales like that, we are at Bristol Beats on Twitter, or you can get us info@bristolbeatsclub.com.
Absolutely. Stick around, because soon we'll be playing at Desert Island X, and you're not going to want to miss that. And before we play the next song, a little tidbit of information, and that is James Lambert gave The Shed 3 stars.
Don't bother with it. Not worth your time.
This is Swim by Fickle Friends.
I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you.
Wow, George Ezra on the Bristol Beats Club. And this week on the Bristol Beats Club, we are talking about getting older.
This is after we went down to Essex and realised that we'd rather have fine ales than Stella Artois, a four-pack, if you will. Mike's got in touch and he's noticed that hangovers are worse when you're a bit older.
Amen.
He reckons after 2000 Trees Festival this year, he called into work sick for 3 days. And when later questioned on it, he said, "I just stepped out the house and felt like crying."
Incidentally, I've got a little thing to add to this topic of hangovers being bad when you're old.
Go on.
I once had a hangover so bad that I wrote a 1,500-word essay about all the reasons why I should stop drinking.
Is that you've written that? That's been published?
I was hungover, Chris. I didn't finish it. And when I came to finish it off, I wasn't hungover anymore.
You're like, actually, drinking's alright.
I might go to the pub.
Anyone for a lovely Sunday roast and a few pints?
Absolutely. Coming up after this next song, we are going to be playing a Desert Island X. But until then, this is Fossils by Circa Waves.
Bristol Beats, supporting new music in Bristol. Bristol Beats. That was Fossils by Circa Waves on the Bristol Beats Club 9 till 10 Wednesdays on Burst Radio. We aim neither to offend nor entertain anyone as we play Desert Island X.
Well, it's that time again, Chris. It's 8:40, and that means it's time for Desert Island X.
Actually, my favourite game and my favourite feature on the Bristol Beats Club, but I'm not sure if anyone listening now will necessarily know what it is. So,
yeah, I'll explain the premise of Desert Island X. So, essentially, I'm going to give Chris a series of choices between two dicks, and he's got to decide which of these dicks he'd like to spend eternity on a desert island with.
And I will point out that dicks, we mean in the pronoun here, of course.
Of course, Chris. Well, what did you think I meant?
No. It's just that this is essentially, you know, this is the feature that you ripped off from Kirsty Young's show, isn't it?
Again, Chris, I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of Kirsty Young. I don't know what Radio 4 is.
And why would you? But give it a few years, Damien.
I don't listen to the radio.
Give it a few years and you'll be all over Radio 4. 26 now, I think late 20s is when Radio 4 creeps up on you.
Of course, yeah. I'd be listening to
The Archers.
The Archers, yeah.
Is what you're going for there.
That's when you know things have gone bad. Anyway.
Well, when you can't remember The Archers. what's that show on Radio 4?
When The Archers is a bit too cutting edge for you.
So, yeah, it's Desert Island X, my favourite time of the week. Hopefully it'll be yours. Dame, what have you got for us?
Here we go. Now, Chris, which of these two dicks would you prefer to spend eternity on a desert island with?
I already can't wait.
English children's writer Dick King Smith, or English porn star Dick Nasty?
And I presume Dick Nasty is a male porn star.
Who's to say, Chris?
God, he'd have some stories, wouldn't he, the porn star guy. But mind you, so would the children's writer.
He would. But we've got to bear in mind, you may have certain needs.
I'm going for the that's it. Children's writer. Children's writer. Dick King Smith for me.
Dick King Smith, okay. What about between these two, Chris? Alleged warmongering Russian president, Vladimir Putin.
Dick Vladimir Putin.
The Dick Vladimir Putin. Or confirmed drunken former Russian president, Boris Yeltsin.
I don't know who Boris Yeltsin is.
Let me explain. He was the president before Putin in the 90s.
Okay.
You know, when they had like, it was just constant economic crisis. Funny though, because he was drunk all the time. He used to turn up to like events, you know, like international esteemed events, like really drunk.
I mean, for me, of it. Although, so initially, back in my year, I'd been like, well, the drunk guy all the time. He'd, you know, probably work out how to make alcohol from coconut milk and we'd have a great time just drinking pina coladas. But, yeah, now I'm getting on a bit. I don't know if I'd want to be drinking pina coladas all the time.
You'd have a hangover for 10 days.
But then the alternative is spending time with Vladimir Putin, and I don't think I can go with that.
But he would definitely hunt and kill animals and things, so you wouldn't starve.
Yeah, he'd just and tear their throats
just be,
out.
You'd just be hungover all the time with Boris Yeltsin.
Hungover. Can he hunt and kill animals? I can't believe you're swaying me towards Vladimir Putin.
Boris can't hunt and kill animals, I'm sure.
I'm going to go for Boris Yakov. What's his...
Boris Yeltsin.
I can't spend eternity on a desert island with Vladimir Putin. And after a while, I'd be able to hunt and kill my own animals.
Exactly.
As long as I wasn't too drunk.
A good decision. So far, you're on there with Dick King Smith and Boris Yeltsin.
And you know what? I'm glad I'm not drunk with the porn star guy, because that's a recipe for disaster, isn't it?
Okay, your third and final choice. Corrupt American Richard Tricky Dick Nixon.
It's actually my middle name as well.
Or the corrupt nemesis of RoboCop, Dick Jones.
So you got RoboCop's...
RoboCop isn't real, he's a fictional character.
RoboCop's nemesis or Richard Nixon. Well, Richard Nixon, what did Richard
Nixon
do? He's
actually a dick in both sense, isn't he?
Was Richard Nixon okay as a president?
He was incredibly... You must have heard of Watergate.
Watergate, so he tried to corrupt. Yes, yeah.
Highly
yeah.
corrupt. He was... he had to resign. The only president ever to resign.
Really?
Because he would have been impeached.
Okay. Richard Nixon. So he's going to...
Didn't face criminal charges.
Can you do much corupt things on a desert island? Probably not, especially if there's only two of
there's
us.
There's no government to corrupt. The government is just you and Dick King Smith.
But then I've got Boris, of course, yeah, so...
Drunken Boris, yeah.
Yeah, maybe there is
former
potential
statesman.
For corruption there. And my other choice was RoboCop's nemesis. So what is RoboCop's nemesis? Is he a bad... I guess he's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy, yeah. Essentially, he's corrupt in the same way, you know. He tried to make money. Have you ever seen the film RoboCop?
Never seen the film RoboCop.
He was responsible for creating a robot that was designed for law enforcement, but it was kind of evil and it, like, shot everybody.
So... I can't have a mad robot running around when I'm drunk trying to read my children's stories. I'm going to go with Richard Nixon. I'll just put him on the beach far away, you know.
You can still reconsider porn star Dick Nasty.
I'm going to have the porn star instead of Dick Nixon?
No. You've got to sacrifice the children's writer.
I've got to sacrifice the children's writer. No, children's writer, Boris the Drunk, and Richard Nixon for me.
Very revealing, Chris.
And very good choices, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Well, that was Desert Island Dicks for another week.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. It'll be back next week. Coming up shortly, I'm going to be asking you a serious hypothetical question on ageing, what the show's theme is all about. But first, it's Pale Hands with Fanatic.
Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
World drops down when you're not around. It's mechanical. I'm fanatical. Oh no.
Fanatic by Pale Hands on the Bristol Beats Club. That's a really good song, that.
As are all the songs we play, indie, yeah. Electro, Indietronica, 9 till 10, Wednesday's Burst Radio.
Absolutely. Now, Chris, before before that song, you said you had a hypothetical question for me.
Yeah, because we're talking today a lot about getting older, and nobody, you know, we're specialists in the subject here, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I found, I've billed it as my first grey hair, but it was actually my third grey hair recently.
You told me you're in denial, Chris.
I know, yeah, okay, it was my third grey hair that I found, and I know I said to you, mate, I've got grey hair, to which your response was...
At least your hair isn't vanishing. I've got vanishing hair.
So you're going bald and I'm going grey. And I just wondered, you know, just hypothetically, if you had to go, say, at aged 14, so a troubling time for you. You know,
exactly, confusing as it is.
You're struggling with the ladies and... I wasn't struggling. That's somebody else was struggling. Yeah.
So I've heard. I've heard people struggling.
Yeah. And, you know... So you're age 14. Would you rather go grey age 14 or bald age 14? What would you rather?
Well, you mean like completely. So you're 14 and you're completely grey or completely bald. Because you've got to bear in mind that one is easier to resolve than the other.
You know? No, you know, there's no hair dye exists. And okay. And it's not completely bald either. It's balding to the point where you've got a horseshoe at the back. You have to have the horseshoe.
Classic male pattern balding.
Nothing on the front,
no,
just horseshoe
at the back. You wouldn't want to have the horseshoe if you're 14.
So you'd take the grey hair?
Of course, yeah. You could say it's like a fashion thing, couldn't you? I mean, you could say you're a member of Rammstein or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you could get into heavy metal.
Further social outcast is probably the way to go.
If having grey hair wasn't bad enough, I'm not going to get into Rammstein.
Remove yourself from society altogether. This is Alt-J of Left Hand Free.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son.
Alt-J there on the Bristol Beats Club. Now, Chris, our theme today, like you mentioned, is getting older. And it's almost time to go, but I do have a little quote for you, a little inspirational quote.
Go on, please.
It's from a Korean comic book writer, not a philosopher or anything.
But Korean comic book?
Book artist.
How many Korean comic book writers are there in the world?
There's at least one, and its name is Kim Dong-hwa.
Classic Korean name.
Typical, isn't it? Typical Korean name. His quote is, "You can hide things from the world, but you could never hide things from time."
That is philosophical, isn't it?
It is. But he's not a philosopher. He's an artist. A comic book artist. The worst of all the artists.
I wonder if he put that just harrowingly at the start of one of his comics and then filled it with 14-year-old bald and grey children.
Yeah, did we reach a conclusion there?
I don't think we did. So you said you'd rather... Was it you'd...
As I said, I'd rather be grey and get into Rammstein.
And would you claim that you dyed your hair grey, or...?
I'd say it wouldn't matter.
Okay. So what about... Because this was when we had the horseshoe.
Could you shave the horseshoe off, or would you have to maintain...
Well, initially, when you've chosen grey, you couldn't shave the horseshoe off. But I'm going to relax the rules and say you have to stay grey, but you can shave the horseshoe.
You can shave the horseshoe and get into... And be completely get into violence.
Get into violence? There's a stereotype, isn't there? Or you could... I've always thought if I was to go bald, I'd just wear a hat and grow a beard. That seems to be the done thing now, doesn't it? Just try and cling onto your hair via your face.
Exactly. Exactly. Like an upside down head.
As if you'd just pushed your hair in so that you could grow the beard. Just like held your nose and kind of... just grown a beard overnight. Do you think that'd be the look I'd rock if I did go bald? Or grey, actually.
I think we can both agree on that. We both go for the upside down head look.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining us today. We've been the Bristol Beats Club. We're here 9 till 10 every Wednesday, and our podcast is available at www.bristolbeatsclub.com.
Indeed. We have a theme every week, and next week's theme is job interviews. So if you've got any hilarious or informative job interview stories, then please get in touch with us on Twitter at BristolBeats, or email us info@bristolbeatsclub.com.
There you go, you remembered it. info@bristolbeatsclub.com.
Got it written down, Chris.
And whilst you're on the website, you know, podcast listeners as well, we urge you to get in touch about job interviews. Don't have to be listening live to get involved in the show. But whilst you're on the website, for God's sake, subscribe to the mailing list.
It's well worthwhile.
Just click on the subscribe tab. We'll send you an email every so often, and we'll let you know when we've got new material for you.
Yeah. So this is Young by Valis Alps. We've been looking forward to playing this all night. In fact, all month.
This is the third show we've done, and I've requested this every single time. You've always said it was too long, but it's fit nicely with the end of our show today. So this is off the Indietronica section of our playlist.
Yeah, here it is. We'll see you guys next week.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.